Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Clerk, you've been doing the Passport Saturdays, and that's been very successful. I went out and got mine, and wow, thank you very much for doing that, because coming down to the courthouse sometimes is intimidating and sometimes can take a lot of time, and we thank you for just setting aside just a few hours for those of us who needed to get that passport stuff taken care of, so we appreciate that. Now you're getting ready to team up with a host of other elected officials, etc., to do something that is so necessary, and that's a restoration of rights workshop. But I wanted to ask, Clerk, what will make this one different than some of the others that we've had in our community?
First, I think what makes this different is that we're all coming together and collaborating. And so you've been around, and you know sometimes you'll hear one group is having one and they may have 10 participants, and so this time we're all coming together. Right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to have all the agencies, including Policy Perkins Barr, Latino Justice, a host of groups, as well as the Black Caucus members, coming together under one roof with all the resources there to help those who are trying to get their rights restored. And I think that's what's going to make this different. We have a larger space, and hopefully that with all of us reaching our different networks and groups, that we can have a larger audience.
So now this will be April 27th. That's a Friday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the Orange County Courthouse. Now, there'll be an assembly room that's on the first floor. So if you'll go over to 425 North Orange Avenue, of course, everybody knows that that is the Orange County Courthouse. Now, when we talk about restoring our rights, talk about, we know that it's made it to the ballot finally for November. But prior to us voting on this, how important is it for people to start figuring out, finding out if legally their rights have been restored before November's ballot?
It's hugely important because it allows you to, if you want to seek public office, if you want to vote in elections, because we don't know what's going to happen in November. You know, that needs 60% of the population to vote for that, for it to pass. So it's important, you know, it cleans up people's record. We talk about housing and job opportunities, all those things, if people don't kind of pursue this effort to get their rights restored, are hindering or holding some people back from coming back and giving back into society and being taxpayers and being engaged in the system and actively engaging and working in their community and all those things that, you know, are very valuable assets to being citizens of this great country.
You know, Clerk, I don't know if you knew this, but for several years I worked in Houston, Texas, specifically with the homeless population. And I got to tell you, that was fulfilling and yet scary when I saw the amount, especially with our Black men, who just gave up because they met so many barriers. And see, what happens is that drives up recidivism. They're going back to jail because they're committing crimes. There is a sense of hopelessness. And I don't know if you can answer this, but just nod your head or wink your eye. And we're on radio, so I can't see it or whatever, but I can feel you. Sometimes I wonder if the system isn't set up with this quirk so that we will stay behind.
Well, you know, Monica, first let's talk about what we are, what some, I think, segments of our society are afraid of. When you look at the large population of those who have lost their right, they are of a certain hue, ethnic background, and they tend to vote a certain way because of their situation or their family. So if we keep them, if we disenfranchise them and keep them from voting, you know, if we, those 1 million plus that could get their rights restored in Florida could change the landscape of our electorate here in Florida.
That's right.
And so, yeah, there is a strategy, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Because they come from a certain segment of our community. But it's also, when we think about, it's the nature for any human being to survive. And so if you make it difficult for someone to take care of their family or to find adequate housing or to get decent income so they can, you know, enjoy just simple things of concerts and restaurants, they're going to do what it takes to survive. And if their only skill set they know that they're going to go back to is what got them in trouble in the first place, mm-hmm. if we don't give them an alternative. And helping people restore their rights gives them an alternative to make better choices. But if we take away the good choices, they will revert back to what they know how to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's making bad ones. Yes. I will tell you another scenario. When I moved back here, our station was doing Tom Joyner's Take a Loved One to the Doctor yes. Day, and we were over at the Smith Center. And I was talking to this brother. He was watching a video with us on HIV/AIDS, and he got up and he said, well, you know, I need to check on something. And he was trying to get his results and everything. So I walked with him because sometimes you need somebody with you to get results, no matter good, bad, or whatever. So I just walk in and talk. And mind you, this is a total stranger. We go as far as outside before we could even get to the van where he had been tested. And he realized, man, my bike just got stolen. And so what I did was two things. That day, we were also talking about getting your rights restored, and we were just starting to broach the subject. So I did a couple of things. One, I got Walmart to help me, and we used some StarCares money, and we got him back his bicycle. But I also put him in touch with an attorney who took him through the computer process to find out, guess what? All this time, Clerk Russell, he thought he didn't have his right because of what he had done, but his rights had already been restored. See, that's something else that I want us to get over. So that's why this event is so important.
And if, you know, and we will also be there at this event. Like, let's say you have a young person or 18-year-old, 19-year-old, they got a misdemeanor. So they still got their rights, but they want to remove that from their record. They want to seal or expunge their record because it's going to show up and sometimes some jobs say no. So, you know, sometimes, yeah, and I realize that the courthouse is this huge building and no one is voluntarily coming to see us at the courthouse. I get that. We all know knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And just come seek the information. Seek the knowledge so that you're more empowered to make better decisions for you and your family. I spoke in the Pine Hills Community Council about a month ago talking about, you know, people who have not paid their tickets, and so they just let it lapse, and then their license gets suspended. It becomes just a continual problem because then you just continue to drive because you got to take your child to daycare, you got to go to work. And so I was encouraging those there, if you know anybody, come see us. We'll put you on a payment plan. But people oftentimes don't think, or they will avoid just reaching out to us at all. So I really want your listeners to know, call us, contact us, come to this event, and be more empowered and get that knowledge and information. Because like you said, that gentleman didn't even know. His rights was already restored.
And so he had been living beneath his means, trying to stay below the radar. And see, that's what I don't want my brothers and sisters to continue to feel like they have to do. So again, on the line now is the Orange County Clerk of the Court, Tiffany Moore Russell, and she's telling us about a really important event. You've heard me tell you, okay, Senator so-and-so is in town and they're going to do, or Orange County Commissioner, da-da-da-da-da. And so what they've done is April 27th, which is coming up right around the corner. It's a Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 at the Orange County Courthouse in Jury Assembly Room that's on the first floor right there. Please just come. If you spend any time inside and you want to move forward, this is the time to do it. If you are a parent and your child has a misdemeanor, this is the time to figure out what can be done about that. It's a very open process. And that day, along with Clerk of the Court Russell, they'll have the Central Florida Black Caucus of locally elected officials. The Public Defender's Office will be there. The State Attorney's Office, the Orange County Sheriff's Office, Latino Justice, the Paul C. Perkins Bar Association, Florida Restoration of Rights Coalition as well. So Desmond Mead, you'll see familiar faces is what I'm saying to you. Go. Is there any information they need to bring with them, Tiffany?
Well, actually, they just really, I would say the, at minimum, their ID, if they have an ID or valid ID, because like if they don't have their record, they don't know any case information. My staff will be there to look up any cases. Look up, you know, if they need printing of their final judgment or any documentation, or to see if they have any balance that they owe. So they're not expected to bring old casework or paperwork because we're going to look that up for them.
Okay.
But we really just need them to bring their ID and, you know, maybe some note paper to keep notes and a mm-hmm. folder so you mm-hmm. can walk away with your documentation and keep it safe and in a safe place. But they just need to come with themselves and their ID.
All right. Now, I got a question on that ID piece. Suppose some of my brothers and sisters have not had an opportunity or they're Like we said before, riding on suspended license or whatever the case may be, what will we do?
We still don't serve them, Monica, okay. As long as they got something they can give our clerk to look up their information.
There you go. All right. So again, this is an opportunity for everyone to get this stuff straight. I'm just going to tell it to you straight. This is the time to do it. You've been wondering since you've been home, like, oh my God, I know that this governor, I know people, Clerk Russell, who have left the state of Florida and started their businesses and started life all over and have had to, you know, because they couldn't get their rights restored here. So,
and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, we're losing money. We're losing people. We're losing tax dollars as well. And I don't know. So I'm hoping that whoever is running for governor next has a heart for people with a past and realizes that the only way to move forward is to get those rights restored and get good people back into the fold.
Yeah, because even with the lawsuit, there's a federal lawsuit where a federal judge has said our current clemency process is unconstitutional. You know, our leadership is appealing that. Yeah, so we're hoping that someone will come in, that our next governor will look at the process. A court has declared it's unconstitutional. And so hopefully this amendment will pass, but that we still need to look at the process for those that don't fall within the qualifications of the amendment and making sure that the process of getting your rights restored in that clemency process is constitutional and fair.
So now when we hear our clerk of the court speak, I need you to understand that Tiffany Moore Russell is not just speaking from paper. She is a licensed attorney. She has paid her dues, and she has really, really, really done that. She's been our county commissioner as well. But more important, she's from Orange County, and she realizes, and you know what? Do you have friends that you've grown up with that are in situations and you're trying to help them?
Oh, yes. So it's no secret. Like you said, I'm from Orange County, grew up in Tangelo Park. I have friends and family. You can't hide from your family. And you try to do your best, again, to provide knowledge and power and help them navigate the process. And so for me, is I've been given this platform, and I hope to use it to better, especially, if nothing else, the community that I grew up in. So you're going to always be asked, and that's what kind of keeps me humble and reminds me that there is somebody that always needs help and needs your voice. So, I know some folks. I know some folks have gotten their rights restored who are, you know, law-abiding citizens who, went on and went to college and are doing great things. And so, you know, you can get your rights restored and do great things. And so I know both sides. I know those who kind of just stay away and you kind of want to encourage them to come back. You just continue to, I guess we say, Monica, keep preaching the message to come get this information and get back in good standing so that, you know, whether it's your driver's license, whether it's getting your rights restored or expunging your record, all of those things are important.
And they'll all be taken care of that day. You won't know unless you go. Again, that is Friday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 in the Orange County Courthouse in the Jury Assembly Room. That's on the first floor. Clerk of the Court, Tiffany Moore Russell, is partnering with almost 10 other agencies to make sure that we can take care of something that's been just like a black cloud over, I'm not going to say just our community, because there are people that don't look like us that are struggling the same way. She just wants to put an end to it, and this is step one of doing it. We don't have to wait until November. We don't know if that ballot is going to, you know, if it's going to get the 60% of the population's vote. So why wait until then? Just go and find out. Bring some type of ID with you, preferably your driver's license, but whatever you may have, and just go down there. Bring some paper with you when you come, a pen, and I'm going to say this too. And know you're not going to be hired for a job or whatever, but don't just roll out of bed and just go. Just go presentably. They're not going to be judging you, but you know what? I will. I want you to look your best so you can do your best. And you never know what could come out of this. Because get this today, next step could be a job fair. Next step could be getting you into an apartment. But you got to take the first step to getting your rights restored. Orange County Clerk of the Court, Tiffany Moore Russell, thank you so much for sharing this information.
Thank you for having me, Monica.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.